I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have to tell you about a German woman.
I don't know why that made me laugh. There's nothing against Germany. They're allies.
A German woman that has been doing the... She finally was caught, but she's been doing one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen. And why haven't we all been doing this?
Okay.
She's been telling people she lives in Italy. Oh. And in an effort to rub elbows with Italy's elite... She's been telling people for years that she is the empress of a made-up place.
What?
That she's the empress of Glodenis.
What a great name.
And all of this only, the only reason anybody found out was because she got in an accident, and once the cops got on the scene, they realized you haven't been paying for this car. There's no, it's expired. The plates are expired. Then they started digging more, and they started realizing she isn't who she says she is. Her whole account on Instagram is her pretending to be this other person, and it worked.
She was rubbing elbows. Yeah, how long was she rubbing elbows with the Italian elite?
I think for a while.
Oh, boy.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if her Instagram is
And she picked a good country, too. I mean, you want to pick a place known for great food and art. And is her Instagram up?
It is up. And it does look like she be hobnobbing.
I love that. What is her Instagram?
Imperial House of Glodenny.
Wait, is it Glodenny or Glodenis?
Well, it's Glodenny apostrophe S.
So smart.
Glodennies?
Because my first, well, maybe that's what the residents of Glodenis are. They are the Glodennies.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, like, how did she come up with such a pitch-perfect Disney Kingdom name? And you just, it sounds like you just pick a verb, and then she, in this case, picked a man's name, but, like, you can pick a woman's name. Why not? You know?
Okay, give me an example.
I am the Duke of Run Crystal.
So good.
Thank you. I'm not wearing my uniform right now.
Well, no, you want to. This is when Princess Jasmine goes and acts like she's part of the normal people.
Exactly.
You just want to be. You just want people to just know you for who you are.
My father's the Archbishop of Shine Hope. Verb in a woman's name. Verb in a man's name, I guess. You can just pick a man's name, too.
Oh,
you have to pick a good one. I wouldn't have thought Dennis would work, but, I mean, obviously, Kevin is too, like, namey for, you know?
You can use Steve.
Steve.
All right, so let's get think of a verb.
Hop Steve.
Hop Steve. There you go. That works.
Yeah.
The hop stave are the people. They are my citizens.
Not hopstevians?
Hopstevians, right.
Good.
See, you got to work all this out. You write it all on paper before you try to infiltrate the elite of another country.
Yeah.
And what did she say she was?
She said that she was an empress.
An empress?
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't even think that exists anymore.
And the profile picture for her Instagram is a crest of probably something made up.
Wow. easily made on ChatGPT.
Easily.
Or not even that, Canva.
So many pictures of her shaking hands with people.
That's incredible. So how do you get access to those people?
See, that I don't know. I think if you could just get in one time.
Yeah.
And you cling on to the right person. And the right person has to be the least liked person in any royal family.
Yes.
And then you glob on to that person. And really what you can do is ask them a bunch of questions about their life and just pretend that's your life. Just retell their stories as if they were your own.
So if somebody were to do it here, you'd find yourself an Eric Trump.
Yes.
The least of the kids.
Or even like a, what's her name? Not Veruca Salt. Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany Trump. Forgot about her.
Exactly.
Probably even better.
Exactly.
She has arguably less access to her father, as he seems
that's
to
not
like
her. No. That's not the point. Okay. The idea isn't getting to the top of her family. The idea is getting in with other families.
Because then that shines too much of a light on you.
Right.
If you get to the tippy top.
Right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a German woman who was just a normie that pretended to be an empress from a made-up kingdom and got access to the elite class of Italy. You know,
she went to the Golden Globes. What is an empress? Look up what an empress is.
Definition of empress.
Sometimes it's just somebody who like owns land. Like if you're a baron, it's just because you own.
I own land.
A woman who is a sovereign ruler of great power and rank, especially one ruling an empire.
Okay, so an empire is in there.
Oh, wow.
So you can't have a German accent. You can't have guten Tag.
Okay,
you
but
can't say
here's
that.
The thing. Maybe you would know that. Kevin and I would have never known that. Somebody tells me they're an empress. I'm like, you're the daughter of a king, I guess.
And Eric Trump definitely wouldn't know that.
No.
Right.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She woke up this morning, looked at herself in the mirror and said, put your thing down, flip it and reverse it. Are you smarter than Katie? And you know she means business, guys.
Right.
She means business when it's time to put her thing down, flip it.
Is that what she's saying? Put your thing down, flip it, reverse it?
I believe put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your flipping like that. I think that's what she's saying. I don't know. I'm not sure what language is at the end of that. I'm not sure.
They reversed that line.
Yeah, get out of here. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There he is. All right. Cameron, you're caller 17, which means you get to take Katie on in a battle of wits. The jackpot's up to $140. We're live on Instagram and 106.5. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. More to come very soon. And are you ready to play?
Yeah. Cameron, Ed, and Zoe are.
What?
Cameron, Teddy, and Zoe are in the car.
Just say hi, Zoe.
Hi.
I love that. All right, we're going to play as a team, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Bye. All right, Katie's leaving the studio now. Here we go. Question one. Beetlejuice 2 comes out next week, but why aren't Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, who were the stars of the original, in it? Well, director Tim Burton said it was because they're ghosts, but in real life, they've aged, so the new story had to not involve them. Makes total sense. Name either of their characters' names from Beetlejuice.
Steve.
What?
Steve.
Steve, okay. Question two, Donald Trump attended Arlington National Cemetery for the third anniversary of the terrible Afghan withdrawal where 13 service members died. While there, he ignored federal law and shot campaign footage in a section of the cemetery where that is not allowed, and his staff member even shoved a cemetery worker when he tried to stop him. Eek. Spell cemetery.
C-E-M-E-T-R-Y.
Question three. Jelly Roll is on tour right now. He's actually coming to Sacramento on September 4th. And he saw a little girl on the side of the road selling lemonade. So he pulled over to buy some. And he also gave her $700. That's great. If you made lemonade, what type of lemon would you use?
Meyer.
Question four. Podcaster Joe Rogan talked about how mad he was at MSNBC for creatively editing a video of his to make it seem like he's supporting Kamala Harris, which he is not. He said this misinformation needs to stop. What game show did Joe Rogan used to host?
Fear Factor.
And question five, Levi Stadium is undergoing a major improvement. They're adding all kinds of stuff to prepare it for the Super Bowl and the World Cup in 2026, and it's costing $200 million. If they are over budget by 5%, how much more will that be?
$10 million.
How much? What will the total be?
$210 million.
All righty. Kevin, go get Katie. And hey, gang, where are we going today? School?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't there somebody else? It's Cameron, Zoe, and who?
Ed. The dad.
Well, where's that person? Where's
Ed?
Where's Ed?
Is the dad.
Oh, Ed's right the now. Dad. Who's Cameron?
He's the one that calls in while I'm driving.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. It's not that hard to figure out, Gavin. You look very concerned.
No, I'm exhausted.
You hit the Celsius too hard this morning, too and you're already hard. Coming down now.
Well, time to get back on the Celsius bus. We should all have one and really make it a Celsius.
Oh my God!
Absolutely not.
All right,
somebody's got to keep this.
Zoe. Come to the skip school. Come to the studio and drink a Celsius with me.
You're too young to have Celsius.
Zoe will crush the can on her forehead afterward.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question one. That. Beetlejuice 2 is coming out next week. We're going to go see a special screening of it. We've got something funny that we're planning for you guys. But Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, the stars of the original Beetlejuice, are not in this.
Okay.
Director Tim Burton said it's because in the movie they're ghosts, but in real life they've aged.
Oh, like, yeah.
So the new story had to not involve them.
Of course, that makes sense.
It does make sense. Name either of their characters from Beetlejuice.
Adam.
Yes.
I could not remember her.
Barbara.
Name. Barbara.
That's the other one.
Adam.
Barbara. Question two. Donald Trump attended Arlington National Cemetery for the third anniversary of the terrible Afghanistan withdrawal where 13 service members died. While he was there, he ignored federal law and he shot campaign footage in a section of the cemetery where that is not allowed. And his staff member even shoved a cemetery worker who tried to stop them. Spell cemetery.
Okay. Cemetery. C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. Cemetery.
Whoa. Yes. Nailed it. Question three. Jelly Roll's on tour right now, and he saw a little girl on the side of the road selling lemonade. So he did what any of us would do. He pulled over and gave her $700.
That's so cute.
If you made lemonade, what type of lemon would you use?
What type of lemon?
Yeah.
I only know that there are Meyer lemons, and I don't know.
And that's the right answer.
Okay. Yeah. What is another kind of lemon?
Eureka lemons.
Is a different kind?
Mm-hmm. Question four, podcaster and totally someone who's not overcompensating for something, Joe Rogan, talked about how mad he was at MSNBC for creatively editing a video of his to make it seem like he is supporting Kamala Harris, which he is not. He said, this misinformation needs to stop.
Well, if they creatively edited something, I kind of have his back on this
one. Of course, but it's almost like, yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it, Joe?
Wow. Okay.
That seems to be your whole brand. Anyway, what game show did Joe Rogan used to host?
Fear Factor.
Yeah. Fear Factor.
Wanted to be an actor.
Sure.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Question five. Levi's Stadium is undergoing a major improvement. They're adding all kinds of stuff to prepare it for the Super Bowl and the World Cup, both in 2026.
Wow.
It's going to cost $200 million. If they're 5% over budget, how much will it cost then?
$200 million and they're 5% over budget.
Kevin, is she writing anything?
I did. I'm going to say $210 million. No.
I'm shook.
I'm shook too.
You want to know how I did it?
Yes.
Okay, I took five and then I took the two at the beginning of 200 million and then I multiplied them and got 10.
Whatever works. I don't understand it, but that's not up to me. Wow, Cameron, Ed, Zoe, hello.
We got crushed.
Oh, did you?
You sure as hell did, guys. The final score, 3-5. Woo! Katie got all five right today. Haji Maji. Wow, we're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Hey, everybody, what is it you want to tell us?
We are not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today. Not but today. You had fun.
Zoe, come on in here, though. I got a Celsius for you.
Stay away from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall. And get started today.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. And we're talking to McKenna this morning. Good morning, McKenna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You and your boyfriend, Logan, that's who we're here to try to catch in War of the Roses. How long have you guys been together?
Oh, like 2 years at this point.
And why? Tell us why you think he's cheating on you.
About like 3 weeks ago, he screenshot a photo of like his purchases from Amazon and he sent it to me and he said, this is the shirt that I got for your sister's wedding. What do you think? But he didn't realize that under the purchase, like that purchase of the shirt, I saw another purchase of women's lingerie, but he never gave me any lingerie. Like, I haven't seen it. This was 3 weeks ago. Like, that's just a little fishy, especially when you know that Amazon Prime is like 2-day shipping.
Right. That's true.
Also, I can see when it was delivered, and it was delivered 2 weeks before he even sent me the screenshot. So he's had it for a while.
Okay, so it was like 5 weeks before.
Yeah, exactly. Like over a month at this point.
Is it normal for him to buy you lingerie? Is that something that you guys do?
No, I mean, we've never done it before.
Okay.
Also, it's just, it doesn't look like anything I would wear.
Okay.
So here's how War of the Roses works. Katie's going to call him up, pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, but also what he writes on the card. Hopefully it's you. And we're going to conference everybody afterward and get to the bottom of it or have a good laugh. In that realm. I'm going to put you on hold now, McKenna, okay?
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, can I speak with Logan, please?
Who's this?
This is Shannon with, and I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, just send them to McKenna then. That's cool. Because she's also on this plan.
Okay.
Hey, Logan, it's Gavin from The Wake Up Call, and that's Katie from The Wake Up Call. You're on War of the Roses right now, and listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, McKenna. And we're going to bring her back on right now. McKenna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm...
What?
McKenna thought there was a chance that you were cheating on her. The good news is, as far as War of the Roses goes, you sent them to her, so that's a good sign. Something did happen, though. I'm not sure if he knows about it or not, though. McKenna, tell him what you saw.
You know when you sent me the screenshot of the shirt you got for my sister's wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
so under
wrong?
So under the shirt purchase, I saw a purchase for lingerie, and it was delivered like over a month ago. You haven't given me any lingerie. You've never given me lingerie before. Who has it?
Well, you know, that's for you. You know, it's like, that was for your birthday.
My birthday is in 7 months. Lingerie over like
also like who half gives somebody lingerie for their birthday present unless it's his birthday.
I think it's
Logan. This wouldn't be a very difficult thing to straighten out if A, you had it sent to your house. You'd be able to see that on your Prime account, right? And then if you still have the lingerie, then obviously you haven't given it to somebody else.
I don't need to be proving myself like that to anybody. She either trusts me or she doesn't.
Well, she doesn't.
But she doesn't.
Not right now.
Yeah, I don't. Trust you anymore.
Cool. Well,
where's the lingerie then? Where is it? Where's the lingerie?
I don't know. Amazon like f***ed up. I don't know.
So it never got delivered.
No, it says it was delivered.
It's okay.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
So the reason that you purchased lingerie and it was on your Amazon is because you got
from
it
McKenna.
For... Hold on. You got it for your girlfriend, McKenna, for her birthday several months. 7 months? Did she say
seven? I think she said seven.
7 months from now. And it was never delivered because ?
Dude, I told you, like, Amazon just messed up. I don't know what the problem is. Like, there's...
Okay.
No.
McKenna,
I think you know what's
happening. I think you know
here.
What's going on, too. And I think we've gone as far as we can with this, but good luck on any decision making that you have, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan. And we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You know, we broadcast live from the official pest prevention studio. And they are friends of the show, we are friends of theirs, and they are enemies to bugs. And we did a jingle contest, and there was a winner that was crowned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the winner wrote some lyrics and made a tune up, completely original tune, and she won. She got the money.
Yeah.
That being said, they weren't thrilled with her singing voice. Okay.
I don't know that that's the case.
Or maybe they just wanted you and I to sing the song.
I think that is more what it is.
Now, there are lyrics to this, but we want to focus on the ending. Now, Katie and I have never performed this before.
No.
So we thought, why not bore you with this and loop you in with our first ever performance for the official pest prevention jingle?
Because the idea is, at the end of their commercials, you've heard a lot of companies have jingles.
Yeah.
SNG discount carpets, wall to wall, we've got it all. Okay.
See?
You've heard jingles at the end of commercials.
Right.
Have you ever heard us do jingles at the end of commercials?
No, you have not.
And today, things are finally turning around for you.
Okay, so I'm going to try it with the full lyrics, okay?
Oh, you are?
Just for the first time, for trizies, okay? Here we go. If you got some bugs and you don't... Hold on,
okay, I
got
to try you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Are you sure that's not an intro?
I don't think there's an intro. Okay. Is there? We can try. Okay, maybe there's an intro.
Here we go.
If you got some bugs and you don't know who to call for, roaches, mice, and ants, they got it all.
Official pest prevention.
Not bad. Okay, so that was our first try. Okay, that was our very first try.
Okay,
So should we try this again?
See, okay.
Maybe harmonize?
Yeah, can you work out a harmony at the end?
We'll get there. I don't know that the commercial needs to have all of the little, like, pitter-pat rap.
All the rapping at the beginning. So what if we're like doing the commercial and blah, 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 blah. And we're talking. Oh, and the song just comes on.
Oh,
and then this is how it goes out.
And then we're talking.
And here it comes. Nope.
Official pest prevention.
All right. I don't know. I don't necessarily know. I mean, the harmony wasn't terrible there.
It wasn't terrible, but it's not quite right.
Kevin, what do you think?
I'll get it.
I think you guys need some work, but it's so good. It sounds pretty good. Better than what I do. No.
Come on.
I said it's better than.
I want to hear you do it, okay? All right, here we go.
Sure.
Official pest prevention.
Official pest prevention.
Let's do it with the music, okay?
Okay,
so the music comes on, okay? And then we're talking.
Official pest prevention.
And here we go. And. 3, 2, 1, and...
Official pest prevention.
Well...
All right.
Okay, you guys were rushing me.
Well, we were trying to hurry it up because you were going too slow.
That's called tempo. Oh, you don't have headphones in, you dummy.
I didn't know I could hear it.
Put your headphones on.
Oh, well, this makes it much easier.
Well, of course it does.
All right.
So now we're talking.
Okay, we're talking.
We're talking about pests and how official... Yes. Hey, can't stand them, all right? All right, and look at me. And 3, 2, 1, and...
Official pest prevention.
How did it get worse?
I don't know why you're going too fast. You were going too slow.
And this time you heard the music.
You know I'm illiterate in music.
All right. So anyway, basically what we're trying to say is we're going to work out all these kinks.
Right. And it'll sound so... Now, here's my question. Do we want to do it live every time?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No.
I think we should.
There's that good old-fashioned Katie confidence that we've all heard so much about. All right. So what do you think we should do? Text into 916-909-1065. 909
1065. Coming up now, though, at 7:10, we've got Are You Smarter Than Katie? Beetlejuice 2 opens next week, so why aren't the two leads of the original film coming back for it? Jelly Roll shocked everyone with what he did for a little girl on the side of the road, and Levi Stadium is about to look real different. I'll tell you the answers to all of that and more at 7:10, but before that happens, we're going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Disney. Land, maybe even a 6-pack of tickets. Don't go anywhere.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Up until recently, there was a guy running for president named RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., and he was running as a third party candidate. He has since dropped out. And the last time we talked about him, it was to share the insane story about how he found a dead baby bear in upstate New York and then threw the dead baby bear in his car, drove it back down to New York City, and then he hid the baby bear's carcass in Central Park. It's a crazy story filled with so many holes. And I know what you're saying. Another fake news political hit story, and that might be believable had it not been from his own mouth.
Again.
Of him proudly recounting the story. And it's part of a growing trend where we've got now a dead baby bear story. Mm-hmm. He's also told the people that a worm crawled into his brain and died at some point.
Right. And did we get the worm out?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then another story that kind of went unnoticed for a while, that he lived with an emu in his house who routinely attacked his wife. Oh. Okay. I have a new story that makes all of that seem somewhat normal compared to this. This is from his own daughter's mouth.
Okay.
She recounts a story about a time when they were vacationing at the beach. And while they were at the beach, they find a dead whale.
Oh, okay.
Then she says, what her dad did was chainsaw the whale's head off, strap it to the roof of the car with bungee cords, and drive it all the way back to their home in New York. I would like to read you. I wish everybody could see. Your faces are everyone's faces.
Okay.
This is the direct quote of all the WTF from this. Quote, every time we accelerated on the highway, whale juice would pour into the windows of the car.
Ew.
And it was the rankest thing on the planet. We all had plastic bags over our heads with mouth holes cut out, and people on the highway were giving us the finger, but that was just normal day-to-day stuff for us.
I am a professional broadcaster, and I cannot even think of what to say about this. So were they at their vacation home?
Yeah.
And he had a chainsaw there.
Right.
And he walked back to the house. So do we know what he did with the whale's head?
He apparently has this history of liking to examine dead bodies and poke around the heads and skulls of dead animals. That's also from the article from his own daughter.
Do we know what kind of whale it was?
No, and that's the part that's driving me nuts.
Okay, I wish I did.
Because I can't, the only thing, and it's not a whale, it's a dolphin, but that's the only thing I can think of that would fit on the hood of a car.
What about one of those white whales?
Belugas?
Yeah.
Even if it's a beluga head, it would still be hundreds of pounds, right?
That's true. Maybe it was a baby.
Just to recap, finds a dead whale on the beach, goes back to the beach house where, you know, you keep your chainsaw next to the surfboard and the beach chairs right. And the towels.
cuts the whale's head off, straps it to the roof of the car, tells his children, put the plastic bag over your head, you know, because it might be raining whale blood on you. And now there's an investigation.
What is there to investigate? I'm pretty sure we just heard everything.
That story, if it's all true, which I mean, it's from his daughter, so I don't know why it wouldn't be, is illegal. You can't do that to, even when you find a dead animal, especially a protected marine life like that.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't just cut it up and take pieces for yourself. I'm
speechless. I know, I feel the same way. This broke me.
Right.
I've done this job for 15 years.
Yeah.
And this broke me. I don't know what to say. Where is his wife?
She's being attacked by an emu.
Right. Okay. The great emu defense.
So I guess I'm glad he's not running for president anymore, but...
Listen, I've never been more sure there's a worm in someone's brain. That's my big takeaway.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Strap in. This is insane. What a time to be alive. In a world where it seems like there's a million streaming services everywhere, they've all, for the most part, come from relatively understandable places. HBO, Paramount Plus, Disney. Now there's a company getting involved. Even Hallmark, understand, like, that makes sense.
Sure.
Okay? There's a corporation starting their own streaming service, and it is bat-ass crazy. It is Chick-fil-A.
What?
Come again?
Chick-fil-A, the fast food chicken sandwich place. Chick-fil-A is from the article. Chick-fil-A is moving aggressively into the entertainment space with plans to launch a streaming platform and a slate of original content.
Like, why didn't they just, like, find a different name and just do a different LLC, and that it could still be them doing it, but
right.
At least we wouldn't be like... Chick-fil-A TV?
Right. Like, did you hear, you know that new streaming service, Bungle, that everybody likes? Yeah, I love Bungle. Right, great shows, right? Do you know they're owned by Chick-fil-A? Get out of here.
Yes,
that
okay.
would be
that,
better.
Yes.
Than Chick-fil-A streaming service. What could they possibly have on there?
Well, I think, oh God, what could they have on there? They could have so much.
And I'm not one to just throw out free help, but I do have some suggestions that come with titles and everything. And if you guys have some, feel free to chime in. Okay.
Okay.
Again, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. They are starting a streaming service. Right off the bat, have some sort of show like The View and call it The Hen House.
Obvious. Good.
All right.
Okay. Okay, what if they have, like, just stand-up comedians, and they call it Are You Clucking Kidding Me?
Oh, my God.
That's a really good one. How about a dating show, kind of like The Bachelor, where it's awful or waffle, and then and then instead of, like, a rose that's presented, yeah. you get a waffle fry.
Okay.
Kevin, do you have anything?
What about, like, a roasting show where you roast a...
Roast! Yes!
God!
Call it The Roast or Get Grilled.
Kevin, that's so good. Like, these are all shows. Let me pitch you some movies, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, first of all, we get a buddy cop movie, and we call it Mac and the Cheese. All right. And then there's Mac. He's the, like, veteran cop.
Of course.
He's the one that's 1 year away from retirement.
Yeah.
And he's paired up with the rookie that's, I don't know, it's his name's, like, Ron Cheesebro, and everybody calls him the Cheese.
Yes.
He's like, we can't be Mac and the Cheese. The jokes write themselves.
Okay. How about, this is back to being a show.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like HGTV, like, flip it or flop it or whatever. It's called It's Time to Move. Okay?
Yeah.
But all of the real estate agents are cows.
I love that. And, okay. they're all those weird bipedal cows.
Yeah.
And you walk in and be like, hey, we're going to be representing you. They're talking to her. We're going to be representing you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a cow, though.
No, I'm a person. No, they make me wear the cow costume.
I'm a person. You do the voice. I'm the person buying a house. You're the real estate agent.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. Hi. Are you my real estate agent?
Yes, I am.
There's a lot of looking at the camera. I didn't know this was going to happen. Okay.
It's for branding.
Are you qualified to sell a house?
Let's move.
That's the catchphrase.
How about sports? And it's called Kicking for Chicken.
We're talking about Chick-fil-A and how they are, for some reason, starting a streaming service. How did this get through meetings, by the way?
That is my big question. Who's sitting around eating some nugs?
Of course.
Of course. Dipping it in their Chick-fil-A sauce.
Right.
You know what would go great with this? Some sort of comedy series.
Or, even worse, they're eating one and they dip it in the sauce and then they just stop and look at it and just go... Guys, get in here. Yeah, what is it? This should be a movie. Your chicken nugget should be a movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be
all of this.
This should be an animated kid movie. The Pawtucket Nuggets. They're all a Little League baseball team, and they can't get in because they're chicken nuggets.
What streaming service is going to put that on its network, Tyler?
And that's when the boss walks in and just goes, we'll make our own.
We do our own.
Johnson, I love the Pawtucket Nugget idea. Can we put Jesus in it? We sure can.
On Sundays, we do have to stream church.
Oh. It's just clouds.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.